Well, rule number three is think, analyze, and plan.
This is the logical brain taking over from the emotional brain, and there are many interesting examples of this in history. There was a famous case of the USS Indianapolis, a ship at the end of World War II, which was torpedoed by the Japanese and sank, and about 900 sailors went into the water. Many survived, many did not, and there's a lot of stories about how each individual person or group behaved, but there was one officer who managed to get himself to a lifeboat, and in the lifeboat he found this group of sailors who were just completely whipped. They had given up. They weren't trying. They were just sitting there pathetically, basically waiting to die, and he got in the boat with them. And he took out his pistol and took it all apart and gave each person a part of the pistol and said, we're going to clean this gun now, and made them all help him clean the pistol. And it was sort of a pointless exercise because they're in the middle of the ocean. There's nothing they can do with this pistol. But it served to calm them down and give them a direction, sort of goal-oriented behavior. It was organized, and all of these things begin to activate the logical, rational part of the brain and therefore to suppress the emotional side of the brain. And so anytime you're in big trouble, simply having goal-directed action is something that can serve you to calm you down and allow you to go forward. So think, analyze, and plan is what that means. And it also allows you to do the practical work of simply taking stock of what you have to work with and how you're going to work with it.
It's funny, when I was reading some of the different stories, the word I kept hearing is break it down, break it down.
Yeah, right. Break it down, right. Into manageable tasks.
Right.